So the cable house is bustling right now. We are broadcasting from Studio Zeno, which is downstairs at the cable house, adjacent to the Larkspur, which is also full. And serving, I might add, the brew that I think I heard you guys mention a little bit ago, Raven
you know
in the
I would.
Sun. And so that is part the one of the. This is the first day of our 30th Raven Radio anniversary celebrations. Some call it the birthday. Some call it the brouhaha. Whichever way that you want to celebrate it, we're beginning today. And so there are people upstairs crammed in. I think that I would say as many as probably 1 billion beneath the fire code maximum.
Nice. So you are welcome.
And so you could, you one more person can come on down and go upstairs, and that's A-OK.
Nice.
So we'll see you down here pretty soon. And also, when you come into the cable, I'll stop by Studio Zeno downstairs, and you can step in and be on the air if you choose. Am I right about that?
Correct.
There's no forced radio?
We will talk to you about your generational affiliations, and you get to choose, you get to... have a turn at Battleship. It's a pretty lively game. Ken, would you like to...
I do. I think that we have two hits.
Yep. Yes, we have two hits. We have a hit at A5 and E1.
Okay.
You didn't look at this, did you?
Well, I'm going to take advantage of the fact that we have a roving microphone, a microphone with no cable, that will shortly be going upstairs so that we can talk to people wherever they are in the cable house, including around behind
Look at him working his way back to the big board.
He wants to see
the big board.
All right, that didn't work so well. I'm going to go with E2, John.
E2. Oh, that is a hit.
John, if I didn't know better, I think Ken might have seen the big board.
C-H-E-A-T-E-D.
It wasn't me. It was the other guy in the smart Panama hat.
That's right.
That was a hit. So now we have three hits. We have a hit at 1 E, 2 E, and 5 A.
I think that one ship may be close.
That'd be close. So let me explain this to you. If you have your own battleship game, get it out and you can play this. I'll tell you, you can call, we'll talk, I'll give you all the moves. Or if you just have a piece of line paper, number it 1 through 10 across the top, A through J across the side, and you've got a whole grid right there, and it works easily.
Very easily.
And we have...
a special, special guest in the studio right now.
The beautiful and talented first... morning edition host of Raven Radio.
Absolutely.
I'd like to have a contest to see who could guess her name. Yeah, but no. if somebody calls in the next 5 seconds,
someone old.
2, 3, 4.
Anybody calling 747-5877 that knows who the first morning edition host at Raven Radio was? Fabulous voice, was the best person to wake up to in the morning.
Absolutely.
That you weren't married to. Say that.
She was next to you in bed without really being there. Only her voice.
Men, women, boys, girls, they all appreciated it.
Absolutely.
And we're not getting any calls.
I didn't think, you know, they
didn't want to admit to it.
Yeah, you can't.
So, Steve, why don't you introduce our special guest?
I just want to say, and she will laugh, we all can't be Kathy Cody.
Here. Kathy Cody.
I knew I could get a laugh. It's an insider joke.
Kathy Cody, where have you been in the last
50, 60 years?
In the last 50 or 60 years? I'm just hanging around. I live in Bellingham, Washington now, which I always say is as close as I could get to Sitka and still be in the lower 48.
Nice. Bellingham does have a sort of a funky Alaskan edge to it.
It does. It has a lot of Alaska connections, too. There are lots of people in Bellingham that have Sitka connections or Petersburg connections.
Yeah. So when did you work at Raven Radio?
I was here when we went on the air, so 1981, and I was the first staff member to leave, the first group of people. Mm-hmm. I was the first one to leave in 1984. And I left not because I wanted to leave Raven or Sitka, but because I promised my son he could go to a certain high school in Seattle.
Oh, that's right.
That always trips you up.
It did trip me up.
And how is he doing? He was part of the X-Men on the radio show.
Yep.
The first wild kid radio show.
Yeah, he was the very first young volunteer when he was 12, and he and Rob Paulsen.
Awesome. That's right, the X-Men.
Yep.
And they came on right before Hello Central.
That's
yes,
right.
That's right.
And they got you quite an audience, didn't they?
They did. They brought in it all. So where is he having a happy life?
Yep, he's having a happy life. He lives in Seattle, and he has two children.
Wow.
My grandchildren. My claim to fame. So, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And is he still playing music? He was a musician.
Yeah, he was a musician, and for a while he was in an Irish band, and they played pubs around Seattle. He enjoyed that a lot, but then he got kids, and his music career is kind of not so much happening. But he has a studio at home, so he gets to go in and lay tracks down sometimes.
Nice. So. All right, I am interested in knowing. Marika, do we need to draw? Let's have Kathy Cody draw.
Yeah, Kathy Cody's going to
pick a winner, Kathy.
Pick a winner.
What am I picking a winner for?
A deserving winner for a door prize. Ta-da. Every half hour. Gotcha. Read it.
Read it. Denton Pearson.
This drawing's rigged. It's rigged.
Rigged.
Host of At the Hop for the last 28
That's
years.
That's right.
At the Hop. Denton Pearson. So if you're hearing you can get in on these door prizes. All you have to do is
fabulous
come on down.
Door prize.
Hey, I got to go sign up for one.
That's
absolutely
right.
I want to know what your worst moment on Morning Edition was.
Or at least most embarrassing.
And most embarrassing.
Yeah, well, fortunately, I'm old enough now that I can always claim that I just don't remember those things. But I do remember one of my very first newscasts. I read the story that came off the wire, and it was an Alaska news story. And I pronounced the name of the mountain. Fortunately, I don't remember that mountain, so I won't mispronounce it now. But in the very first hour of the morning, I read the story and mispronounced the name of the mountain. And some very sweet, wonderful person called me up and said, "Dear, I thought you might like to know that the way we pronounce that mountain is yada, yada, yada." And
it's Mount McKinley.
Yeah.
By
no,
the way.
No, I would have been able to read that one. But whatever it was, I mispronounced it. And I was so grateful. And I think that kind of exemplifies to me who the Raven Radio listeners were. They weren't people who called up and said, "You said the name of that mountain wrong."
Yeah.
Which could have happened to me. Who do you think you are coming up here? No, I love that someone called me up and gently
nudged you.
Told me how to pronounce it so that the story would be heard instead of people just listening to the mistake
that was Dr. Bo.
He had to.
He did it.
Was it Kathmandu? No, that's the wrong mountain.
You weren't sober any of the
no,
period
I
of time.
No, I can't hardly remember any of this stuff.
Wow, I'm so glad you're here. And you are going to be playing later in these festivities. You're going
to
be
singing. I'm going to play some music with the notorious John Straley and Vern Culp.
I hate that guy.
And
never
hopefully
did like
Brant
him.
Miller will be.
Oh, is he coming on?
Miller?
He's here.
He's here.
Playing
wow.
music.
Fun.
Yeah.
And that's the old three-legged dog crowd is going to play. When is that? Do you remember?
I think it's the night after the banquet at the shelter, I think.
Crescent Harbor Shelter.
Yeah.
Excellent. And you haven't been singing much lately.
No, I haven't been singing much. So that'll be my excuse for...
That's right. We can blame everything on everything.
Age and not doing something for a while. And
that's right. Oh, so good. Would you like to...
Pick a number.
Shot on the...
I would love to, but I've only played this game once with my grandson, so...
you are just a litany of excuses.
So I'm just going to pick a number and a letter, right?
Yeah, right. A through J, 1 through 10.
Okay. I'm going for J8.
J. 8. Miss. Dang.
Well, I'm a novice at the game.
You are a novice. So you associate with the boomer generation, I would imagine, or do you?
No, I'm older than the boomer generation.
Wow.
Is she one of
you're
the
in
sandwich
the
generation?
You're in the pretty good generation?
I'm in the pretty good generation, right? I'm in the generation of the guys who came home from the war early.
Wow, so you're in the greatest generation.
No, I don't think so.
No. You're in the pretty good generation.
I'm in the pretty good generation.
Post-greatest.
Post-greatest.
I'm in
the
post-greatest
generation.
I'm in the near-to-greatest
generation. Yeah, near-to-greatest generation.
Oh, man. And so do you feel that your generation has a special gift? Do you have a rant about the greatest generation? I would like to hear a rant about the...
I wish I had known.
Rant.
I would have tried to work something out.
Okay, right. You can work on it. You just work on a rant
bring it
about
back.
The greatest generation. And you can come back.
Oh, good. Okay.
Those guys that went to war, they weren't so tough.
No, not as tough as we are.
That's right.
Cheerio, guys.
Cheerio. Thanks for coming
you.
In,
Great
Kathy.
To see you.
I will see you at practice tomorrow.
Yes, you will.
I better.
Yeah, you better practice. That's
better
all
practice.
I can say. First of all, put a couple strings on your guitar. That would be a nice start.
That would be a nice start. 747-5877. 747-5878 if you want to get in on Hello Central,
the party version.
The party version. Have you seen any celebrities out there yet?
Not yet, but there's somebody was lurking in the corner, and now he's walking out the door.
Right.
He's a lurker.
A lurker.
Yeah.
And is Ken Fate walking around upstairs? He said interviewed Kathy, he was going to talk with us from upstairs.
But he said that he had to come down and wave at us. It's some radio thing where they give you these cues, but I don't really understand them.
The cues?
And I really want to talk to Ken about this dirty radio thing that he was talking about.
We're going to do dirty radio?
We're doing dirty, dirty, filthy, rotten radio, I guess, is what's going on here now.
And is that a good thing or a bad thing? Uh-oh.
We could ask
what. What seems to be the problem here, John?
We're curious about the Ken Fate edict about dirty radio.
He said it was okay for us to do a little bit of dirty radio.
Yeah. To be filthy, basically.
Yeah, yeah. I think you know, well, he's not here now, so I think, yeah, pretty much you can
I'm
going to
take
with
my
it.
Shirt off.
Ow!
All right, I'm going to do
That's
it.
Nauseating radio. Oh, that's not dirty radio.
I think that reminds me of a certain broadcast, actually.
Oh, there was a broadcast.
There were a few nude shows. Yeah. We did shows in the nude.
Absolutely.
And then we only took calls from people
who were in the nude.
Right.
And we got a lot of calls that night.
Wow.
It was
who knew that there were so... My favorite call that... This is real geezer time now. My favorite was Carolyn Servid, who was working on the slime line back then, if you can imagine that. She called in, and she was nude on the slime line.
And you could see it.
On the radio. On anybody with any imagination at all. And you and I were both naked.
Of course we were.
And we got calls, people complaining about the nudity on the radio.
And I remember Jan Walters came down because she didn't believe we didn't have clothes on and looked in the window, and she was really shocked. Let's put it that way.
Shocked. But I will always remember Rich McClear defending us after there were calls in of people complaining about that we had actually appeared naked on the radio. And Rich defended us and said that was a part of community radio. God bless his...
Yeah.
There is Brant Miller.
There's Rich
Miller.
Wow.
A celebrity.
From Nashville. Nashville, Tennessee.
You.
Holy cow.
Brant. Yeah. What is it your name tag say? Supporter, musician,
fundraiser.
I explain what I was back then. I said I kind of helped out with some of the...
Here's a... Talk right in here, buddy.
Okay. Yeah, I tried... Explain what I was doing back here with a radio station back in the, you know, I guess it was early 80s, and it was more or less playing with the bands to help raise money for Raven Radio when it was starting up, and it came out as supporter, music, and fundraisers.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So, Brant Miller, you haven't changed your name, you don't have a stage name.
No,
like
no, nothing
Buckaroo
like that.
Or anything.
No.
And you're still living in Nashville?
Yeah.
Cool. And are you doing singing and songwriting?
A little bit. As you probably remember, I was a forester.
yeah.
When I was up here, and I did music on the side. So I decided when I left the Forest Service to try music as my main thing. So as many people moved to Nashville, I was a starving songwriter for about 6 years. And then mm-hmm. I decided, well, this isn't working out. You know, pizza delivery can only go so far
yeah.
in your career. So I got back with the state of Tennessee in forestry. And,
did you always have a southern accent?
No,
he's developed it.
He's a New Yorker with a southern accent.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
There we go.
So, no, I've picked up a little bit, I've been told, a southern accent.
But you're still playing?
Yeah, still playing music. I learned how to write a song. It's one thing I can say out of those 6 years. I learned how to write the craft of writing songs. And I pitched songs around Music Row down there for a number of years and got a few small independent cuts and things like that.
Anything that we would have in the library
actually,
or that we could find?
Actually, I did. I brought a CD that a little group that I'm in called Second Nature.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, when
I have the CD.
You do. Okay.
Make it on the back
Make
porch.
Make it on the back
Saturday
porch.
Night.
The Roadkill Bill.
Yes.
So
and that was on Car Talk, I believe.
Yeah,
Roadkill Bill.
We sent it into Car Talk, and
yep.
Click and Clack played that. We were blown away. You know, that was our high point as
that's right.
band. And
Second Nature was the name of your
band. Second Nature. And the CD is First Adventure, and that's the only CD we've done. And we haven't been very active lately, John, but we've. But we have a little cult following here and there, you know, especially like Naked on the Back Porch.
Oh, absolutely.
Like
we sing it in Port Townsend.
Naked on the Back Porch?
Yeah, Saturday night.
Wow. Awesome.
All right. We've got our producer here working on finding that
now. I'll
or Roadkill Bill.
Let the guys know that it's big in Port Townsend.
In Port Townsend, absolutely. There's a few of us that sing it down there. And actually, I walked out of the house that I was working on in Port Townsend, and I was singing it, and a group of people were walking by, and they looked at me like I was insane.
That's a great... you should do a blurb for his jacket.
I know, I should.
And so what's the lineup of your group?
We have a guy named Don King, no relation to the boxing promoter.
Dang. That would be a great thing for a blank.
But actually, Vern did do a picture. Vern did some songs down there recently, and he did it at Don King's studio. So he had a picture of the Don King, the boxing promoter, and put it on Don's body in the picture so that you saw Don at the controls in the studio with the other Don King's head.
Nice.
So anyway, but Don King plays guitar and sings, and he's had some top 40 hits in the country world back in the 80s. And Dave Woodward's the other guy, and he plays guitar and sings. And we all write songs, too.
Uh-huh.
We've written together and written. And I play mostly the mandolin and the harmonica.
Oh, you're a mandolin player.
Right. You know, I kind of took that up. I know you played some mandolin last time I was...
Yeah.
Saw you in the 90s.
Sometimes, yeah.
You still doing that?
Yeah. Yeah, badly.
Yeah.
But, with brio. You're lost here. I don't hear.
We do have a version of Naked on the Back Porch.
Let's rip into it.
Could we rip into it? Would you mind, Brent?
I wouldn't mind at all.
No.
I'd be honored, actually.
Well, I was naked on the back porch, picking my guitar, trying to cover up my appendix scar. Well, the neighbors can't see me, but the garbage man might have. It was Wednesday morning instead of Saturday night. Naked on the back porch, everybody sing. Naked on the back porch, doing my thing. Don't you go preaching me wrong and right, cause it's a naked on the back porch Saturday night. Well, I was naked in the country, swimming in the lake, paying no attention to the chances I take. Ah, but skinny dipping never begins to compare to being naked on the back porch in my easy chair. Naked on the back porch, Everybody sing naked on the back porch doing my thing. Don't you go preaching wrong from right, cause it's a naked on the back porch Saturday night. Rooftop, soaking up some sun, and never thought that I would ever bother anyone. But the high-rise tenants, they thought it was a crime. I'm naked on the back porch one more time. Naked on the back porch, everybody sing. Naked on the back porch, doing my thing. Don't you go preaching me wrong from right, cause it's a naked on the back porch Saturday night.
Now this song originally had three verses, but like the perfect country song that David Allan Coe sang about one time, you had to have that fourth verse. And we threw it in here for all the wildlife lovers and hunters in the audience, because we hadn't said anything about deer or hunters or game wardens. So here we go. Well, I was naked in my tree stand, trying to kill a deer. Hope the game warden doesn't see me up here. Don't need no ammunition when I'm hunting undressed. Just give them a peek and I can scare them to death. Naked on the back porch, everybody sing. Naked on the back porch, doing my thing. Don't you go preaching me wrong from right, cause it's a naked on the back porch Saturday night. Everybody!
Yeah!
Naked on the back porch, everybody sing. Naked on the back porch, doing my thing. Don't you go preaching me wrong from right, cause it's a naked on the back porch Saturday night.
Naked wow. On the back porch, everybody sing.
Everybody sing. That was Brant Miller, former Raven Radio stalwart fundraiser, a big part of the music scene back 20-some years ago. But to get a little, we're going to steer a little away from the geezerness
okay.
here.
And
we have a beautiful young woman,
it's
intelligent.
About time. I've been waiting and waiting and waiting.
And Irene, and where are you from?
I'm from Maryland, and I'm Marika's daughter.
Ah! Not possible.
Yup.
Wow. And so which generation do you affiliate with?
What are my options?
Well, there's the pretty good generation, which was born before 1939.
I'd say that one.
No. Some more choices. You're eager. That's good. There is the boomer, that's the pretty good generation, or as Dr. Bo calls them, the sandwich generation.
Sandwiches.
I don't know why they're the sandwiches. Boomers, which were born between 40 and 60. X and Y, born between 60 and 80. Am I honing in here?
No.
And then the 80 to 2000 are the millennials.
I'm in the millenniums. I was born in 1995.
Unbelievable.
And my birthday is in a month.
Get out of town.
Today,
so you're going to be 40 in 1 month?
Actually, I'm going to be 59.
Yeah,
well,
right.
Well, if I was born in 1930, whenever the
no.
first
so,
generation.
Whenever you had your first sandwich.
So have you been to Sitka before?
I have. I was here 10 years ago for the 20th anniversary with my mom.
That's right.
And my family.
That's right.
Don't I look familiar?
You do look familiar. I recognize you.
From
right away, because you were 10 years old back then.
I was seven.
Seven.
Wow.
Yeah.
Or six, depending on when.
Oh, yeah. You look just exactly the same.
Oh,
don't ever
thank
change.
Thank you so much. You know, I was afraid I was getting wrinkles.
So, do you, does your mom, you know, your mom always comes back and she always says, oh, Raven Radio, it's so great. Does she ever really think of us when she's not here?
You know, she really does. She actually listens to the online website back in D.C.
Wow.
Which is pretty impressive.
Sounds like Pearl Harbor outside.
Yeah, don't worry about a thing.
No, don't worry about it. She does? She listens?
She does. She listens online, and she's in the process of starting her own public radio station in Tacoma Park.
That's right.
Called Tacoma Radio. So
Tacoma Radio.
T-A-K-O-M-A.
Right. And where does that, is that name from that area, obviously?
Well, that's the town in which we live.
Ah.
Tacoma Park, Maryland.
Tacoma Park, Maryland. So are you, do you do radio?
I haven't been able, well, I go to Cortez, it's an island off of Vancouver in Canada, every summer for a camp called Power of Hope. And last summer, they let us go on the radio, and I like to sing and play music, so I got to perform on the radio. And then they left me and my friends in charge of picking songs, so it was a lot of fun.
Nice.
It's a small station, so.
Wow. And so you are a millennial young woman, and millennial people have a hit, as opposed to the slacker generation that came before them, the X and the Y's. Millennial people are known for being positive. You can do anything. You just, you don't accept any limitations. Is that right?
I would say that fits my qualifications.
Right. So you don't accept any limitations.
Nope.
You can do anything. You're going to go anywhere. Where do you want to go? What do you want to do?
Well, I may want to be a musician, singer. Definitely want to do that. But I don't know for my job opportunities or college. I have no idea yet. I want to travel. I want to see the world, meet some friends, play some music, maybe do organic farming.
Wow. That's quite a...
like my life.
That's right. You sort of had that.
Yeah.
You did. You want to live on an island in southeastern Alaska, not bathe, come into town every 3 weeks, smoke a lot of marijuana, not get a job, lose the jobs you have.
Life. I can't wait for that. I have been waiting and waiting since I came out the womb.
I think we could bond.
You could. You have found your mentor right here, Dr. Mo. He still hasn't been able to keep a job.
Not yet.
Well, I am impressed. I hope to learn from you.
That is so excellent. And so do you have any rants, millennial people? Do they, or are you just so focused on flying into the future that you just are leaving everybody else behind? Do you have any rants about people that came before you?
Well, I don't quite know how to answer that question.
Ooh, I think it's a loaded question. Let her rip.
10-second
rant. If you check our Facebook page... might be an answer there.
Excellent. Good answer. The millennial people, yeah. I don't have to say it because it's on my Facebook page. Just check it, you loser. Oh, wait, they sent me one of these notes there because they don't want to say it out loud. No. So I'll read it aloud because I can't. Rich McClear is on the remote microphone. Will you wait for your cue? Oh, will wait
for your cue.
Got it. Sorry. I had to read that a lot. I can't read silently. Do you ever have that problem?
You know, sometimes I do, but it's the opposite. I'll be trying to read silently, but I'm reading out loud.
Me too.
It's bad.
See, we have a lot in common.
Yes, we
the
do.
The old geezers and the millennial. Do you want to try?
Let's get her to pick a number, and then we need to find Mr. McClear.
For the battleship, have you ever played battleship? You probably never did because it was too warlike, right?
Okay, I am such a peaceful millennial person that I just can't.
Oh, no, that was too violent.
There haven't been enough wars in my generation. I'm very sorry.
Oh, that's not true either.
Seeing as I missed the world
wars. Okay, well, there's these ships on the grid, 1 through 10, A through J. Okay. And there was a hit. There's been hits on 5A. Okay, imagine the grid, 5A. E, 1, and 2 have been hits. That's a big clue right there, I'm just telling you. E and 2, those have been hits, and all the rest.
7H. Is that allowed? Did I pick between the numbers?
Yes. 7H. See, this is what we did in my generation. We weren't so pacifist. But so we would go when we paint. 7H. That's a miss.
She missed on purpose. She missed
on purpose. Marybeth Hunt is coming in here looking over my shoulder.
I'm having my apple cider babysitter. I don't want to lose it, so I put her behind the bar.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
We're supposed to go to Rich McClear,
right? Irene, it is wonderful to meet you. I hope. Have you done any recorded music that we can find?
A little bit. It's on YouTube under Irene Ravitz.
Irene Ravitz. What's the name of the song?
A lot of them are freestyles. I play the piano and then freestyle, and then some are covers.
Freestyle?
Yeah.
That means
it doesn't. On the East Coast.
It doesn't cost anything? Is that what you mean?
It's it's free stylistic advice that I put into song.
Advice?
Just kidding. It's me making up words off the top of my brain.
Irene, so Irene Rabbits, look for it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thank you. So glad you came in.
Thank you very much. Enjoy
Thanks, Irene.
This fun partying day.
Absolutely.
We will.
Rich McClear, are you out there somewhere?
I'm out here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
I can hear
you,
Rich.
Yeah, I have Mark Shadeen here. Hi, Mark.
Hello, Sitka.
Now, when were you born?
1968.
1968. Does that make him a boomer or something else?
He's a Gen X or Y.
I think I'm on the cusp of X.
A cusp of X.
Yeah, so just on the edge.
Ah, you were at Raven Radio back in 84, 88, right?
Yeah, I think I hung out most of the time in 84, but I think I got trained by Marika 85, 86.
Now, were you one of the guys who used to play Risk up here all night?
Not me, but I probably watched them. I was in the back, like, you know, listening to all the soundtracks.
Ryan McClear, I think, is calling it.
Well, now they're playing Battleship downstairs, but you actually didn't play Risk?
No, that was probably Kurt and Kurt Hunter and John Longabaugh.
Pretty warlike group up here, actually.
Yeah, it was a good time to hang out on a Saturday night from midnight to 6.
From midnight to 6?
Yeah, I was sort of defying the curfew just by staying here for 6 hours.
Did your parents know you were here?
Oh, yeah, they approved.
But they approved of you spending all night at a radio station?
Yeah, they knew we were all in good hands here.
Hey, Rich, yeah. I have a question. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, John.
All right, so I have a question for our XY guy.
XY, he's got a question for you, Mark.
Mark, the last time I had a needle in my arm, it left a what?
The last time you had a needle in your arm, it left a what?
Red mark.
Red mark.
Not a tattoo.
No,
I don't think he's really an XY guy.
You're not an ex.
A Marine? No, not an ex-Marine. No, sorry.
No, I mean,
no.
My last piercing was...
Your last piercing was?
When I stuck myself with that needle, that was about it.
What kind of needle?
It was just one for, like, an allergy shot, I think it was.
Allergy shot.
Oh,
but you're a clean liver.
Pretty much. People kept asking me, like, you know, make drawings of the tattoos, but I can't think of anything to make a drawing of on my own arm.
Wow, this is Mark Tadine, the famous video game artist?
Yes, this is Mark Tadine, the famous video game artist. Maybe I haven't heard, put the headphones on him and let him hear you.
Mark?
Hello, downstairs.
Mark.
Hey, Mark.
So
hey.
Tell us what the life is like. You are living the dream, man, for all these cusp XY guys. You're a famous video game artist, right?
Not so much video games, but working on illustrations for games like Magic the Gathering, Dungeons and Dragons, etc.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And so you are doing all those barely clad women with well-defined muscles and, you know, and thighs
and the
size
abs.
Of
the abs
and the abs, and then and they're holding swords and riding stallions and that kind of stuff.
That's
not
right.
That I've seen any of that.
Yeah.
Well, Frank Frazetta was a real influence.
Wow. And so you do this professionally, right?
For a living. And I'm actually teaching two classes here at the Fine Arts Camp for the first time.
My Lord.
One of them is how to draw fantasy creatures, and the other one is drawing imaginative worlds.
Oh, wow.
Imaginative worlds?
Same stuff I was doing in eighth period in high school, but now I get paid for it.
And did this take place upstairs from midnight to 6?
Oh,
as
yeah.
Well? Is this where this craft was honed?
Absolutely.
That's Tell the truth. Did you ever draw sort of softcore porn during your eighth period? Tell the truth.
I'll never admit to it.
Do you remember drawing a Frontier Janitor logo on my hard hat in the Forest Service?
Yeah. Do you still have that?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, it's worth big money now, John.
It is.
It's somebody.
I still have that old-fashioned round hard hat, and it says Frontier Janitor John Straley. And it had a chainsaw and a broom.
You're going to have to send me a picture.
It is fabulous.
Oh, that is awesome.
I remember that.
I remember that, too. Well, thank you so much for talking. I think I stole Rich's thunder. You should probably
I even got his headphones on. Hold on. I'm giving it back.
Wow. Oh,
we have a phone caller.
See you guys later.
We'll see you, Mark. We have a phone call.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Kevin McClure.
Hello,
Kevin,
it's
McClure.
Me.
And Rich McClure.
Rich, your son's on the phone.
Hi, Kevin. How are you doing?
Doing well, Bob.
Wow, I didn't know. Are you listening online in Anchorage?
I am listening online in Anchorage.
You're missing a great birthday party. We just talked to Mark Tadine, and I'm standing here next to Denton Pearson, and I'm looking at a picture of Marika projected on the wall.
Oh, that's all.
Yes, you should talk to your dad. Yeah, I know you want to ask
your
for
dad
money.
A dime for a phone call.
Go ahead, ask him for money.
Yeah.
Would you
ask
me
him
to
for
ask
money?
Him for
we
money?
Wanna, yeah. Rich?
Yeah?
Could we have some money?
Kevin needs some money.
Kevin needs some money.
Kevin needs some money.
Yeah.
Well, if anybody wants to call Kevin, give Kevin some money, he can call 747-5877. The lines are open. He can make a pledge right now. The pledge levels are $30 for a regular support of Kevin, $60 for sustaining support of Kevin, or you could give Kevin a dollar a day at $365. So if you want
to
support Kevin right now, call 747-5877.
I might just.
And there are listener premiums. I will give you a handwritten note. Thank you.
A handwritten note. Now, wait a minute. What about some lighting design or something like that for a party?
I could probably do that.
You can do that. Okay.
It's such a close radio family.
Okay.
They are close.
I have to say, I am of the generation that is young enough that Hello Central was past my bedtime.
Yeah, and you listen to anyone.
It was past mine, too.
Being on Hello Central is actually the culmination of a lifetime dream, I have to say. But it does come with the gripe of the older generation.
Okay,
let's hear this gripe.
Where are my flying cars? You guys were working on these in the 60s.
I know. I'm a little disappointed that we don't have flying cars anymore.
Yeah, I promised them, and I couldn't deliver. I feel badly about that.
But wait a minute, there is
we have to interrupt this for a second.
Door prize drawing.
Interrupt this program.
Jeb. Okay, Jeb,
for
you
this
want to be
brief
the picker?
Jeb Sharp. She's going to pick the
be
door
the
prize.
Picker. You be the decider.
Am I on the radio?
You're on the radio. With Rich and Kevin.
Terry Edwards.
Yes, he's a board member. He deserves to win.
Sure
he does his service for free.
Getting...
I totally think
let me...
that the board members deserve it. Yay, Jeff Perry. Sharp. I'll go upstairs and shout the good news.
Oh,
let me check that
another one
cup.
In half an hour.
Let me check that cup. They all say that name. Excuse me. All the board members have stuffed the door prize cup. We got to get back to the McClears. I'm sorry.
The McClear family.
I think they're talking amongst themselves in the background. Are you guys still there?
I'm here.
Oh, good. They're still here.
All right, Kevin, we will get going on your flying cars. Also, I just want to remind anybody, if you want to come down here, you can get your name into the cup for the
fabulous
door prizes. I have no idea what they are. Uh-oh, and there's a young girl named Quack. Nice.
She must be a duck.
She must be a if she quacks like a duck.
It must be a duck.
Looks like a duck. All right, so, Rich, why don't you take it away up there for a little while, and then we'll come back down to Quack here.
Okay, well, we've got Denton Pearson here right now. Hi, Denny.
Hello, how you doing?
Doing fine. Now, when did you get started at Raven Radio?
Boy, I guess would have been 1983.
What generation are you?
I'm definitely a boomer.
A boomer?
Yep. No escaping it.
Okay, so what is a, you know, okay, 19... Isn't the music that you're playing really music of the generation before you? I mean, you were playing music from 1954, 55, 56 today.
Well, it was, but I remember riding around with my father, who was a traveling salesman, and listening to all those songs on the car radio.
Oh?
When I was 6, 7, 8 years old.
Well, where was that?
In Medford, Oregon.
Medford, Oregon. I thought you were from the bankrupt city.
Well, I went to high school there, but I did my elementary schooling and college in Southern Oregon.
Okay, so you're not really from Stockton, California.
I try and avoid people knowing that, yes.
Wait a minute, you posted it on your Facebook page. Come on.
Well, I have a relative who is a retiree from the city of Stockton, and so as a result, I feel a personal affront by the bankruptcy of the city.
So why did you start doing oldies on Raven Radio 28 years ago?
Well, there were three things that I wanted to do as an adult when I was a kid, one of which was to be a race driver, one of which was to be a blackjack dealer, and one of which was to be a disc jockey. And
let's talk more about blackjack dealing.
Well, I actually got to do that with a Chamber of Commerce casino night here in Sitka a few years back.
Not real high stakes.
No, only for points.
Okay.
But it was fun.
A disc jockey.
Yes, I've been doing that every Saturday for the last 28 years.
And what brought you up? Okay, you said you wanted to be a disc jockey, but you know, did someone tell you to come up here? Or did you just hear it on the radio and then come up on your own?
Well, I was working for Warren Christensen when I first came to sit there.
Oh, he was a board member, and he was trying to round up a lot of volunteers.
Well, it wasn't so much that. He had a classics show on Tuesday night in the early 80s, and I was just curious about what he was doing, so I would come up here when he was doing his show and watch what was going on. And then the first assignment I was given after I got through with my training was to do the 1 in the morning till 6 in the morning shift on early Sunday mornings when we had no automation to keep the station on the air.
And so you were the automation system?
Yes, for almost a year.
What did you play?
Anything I wanted. That was one of the
nice
things.
I was the manager and I wasn't listening. What did you play?
Lots of classic.
Good.
Yes.
Approve of that.
No, not classical music. I mean, like Led Zeppelin and Jethro Tull and Jefferson Airplane. Classics.
Did you ever play the Fish Cheer? Be honest.
No.
You didn't?
No.
Good for you.
I never did.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Walk over here. Mary Beth Hunt is here. Mary Beth, what did you first do on the air?
Well, Tom McGrain lived in the same apartment as I did. And I was complaining to him about only commercial radio. And he said, well, go get trained. So I did in probably winter of 82, 83. I began my program, Huns 57, in April of 83. And I remember that for a time, I was the most popular locally produced program on the air.
Are you a boomer?
I was born in 55. I think I just missed the boomer.
It. No, you're it. You're it.
I am a boomer.
You
okay.
Are a boomer.
I'm a boomer.
Okay. So what did that have to do with your program?
Not a whole lot, I don't think.
What did you play on Huns 57?
Well, I had a freeform slot, and I wanted to name it Huns 57, was told I couldn't, so my sister came up with Huns 57. It kind of morphed into the first hour was classical, then jazz, then contemporary folk.
Okay, good. Well, thank you very much. I'm gonna wander over here, and I'm gonna interrupt Sandy Paulson here. Sandy, we're talking about the history of Raven Radio. Now, is it true that you really became a supporter of Raven Radio because we're a babysitting service?
Oh, because yes, and I'm the baby. That Raven has taken care of me ever since it went on the air. And,
Well, you had a lot of your family were on the air here.
Yes, and in fact, Rob, who was with Kathy Cody's son Michael
Cody,
when
yeah.
they were 12, had a radio show, and meant a lot to them.
Well, what was your reaction when you know you're one of the publishers of the newspaper? What was your reaction when you heard there was going to be another radio station, another media outlet here?
Well, for one thing, we had been in Sitka and in Alaska for, 20 years by that time? And we weren't really even sure what a public radio station was. We hadn't.
I think that's one of the strengths of Raven Radio. No one was, and so we did it our own way.
Yeah, it's been a wonderful exploration, finding out exactly what it is and what it can do, and being very enriched by it.
So now, when your kids told you that they want to be on the radio, did you have any type of reaction to that? Did you give them any advice?
No, they were older than five. So, but it was something I was in awe of, and kids took to it, and it's been wonderful.
Well, great. Thank you very much. Now that I'm standing here with a microphone, everybody has walked away from me, guys. So you're going to...
Rich, you're frightening.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to walk into the crowd and just be obnoxious.
Well,
Libby,
we've got
when did you first start listening to Raven Radio? This is Libby Stewart.
1988, when we first moved here from Fairbanks.
And when did you start doing song lines?
You know, I can't remember the exact year. I just can't remember it. I know that I did it, so we have to count backwards. I did it for 14 years, and I stopped 3.5 years ago. What does that make it? Whatever.
I don't know. Math was never my strong point.
Mine either, so I haven't bothered. We have to ask William what that is, but that's how long I did it. That's when I did it.
Why did you want to go on the radio?
Gosh. I think... Well, I really liked, I loved the station, you know, and I loved the diversity of music that was on the station, and I loved all of the local news and the way that the national and international news was covered, and I just got more and more involved over time. I think I started on the community advisory board before I started doing the show, and I think... Nancy Minashvili maybe asked me if I would share doing the show with her at some point. But we took the training, and I started before I did that. So I just don't remember all those little details.
So I'm wondering, like, you're a boomer, right?
I guess so, yeah.
So why folk music rather than Led Zeppelin?
It's interesting. I loved rock when I was, you know, a teenager. But I also grew up with classical music, jazz, and folk music. And also with, you know, I grew up in New York City. I used to turn to the Chinese music station when I was a kid and listen to it.
The Chinese music station?
Yeah. Yeah, so I loved international music, and it was really a perfect fit for me. I could play all the Chinese music I wanted, and I could play all the salsa I wanted, but also lots of traditional African music, which I absolutely adore. Songlines is a great fit for me, you know. Really, I love doing songlines.
Okay, well, I'm going to talk to William for a minute. Now, William, you were on the board when they got this building, right?
I was on the board when we got the building, yes.
And you were pretty instrumental in getting it.
I was involved in the process. There were a lot of people involved, but kind of gelled when Barnaby and I went up to Anchorage and met with the vice president of AT&T for whatever this region is. And we were going to negotiate a deal on price, and maybe they'd give it to us. I don't know. Wasn't working out so well.
Okay.
The president threw a newspaper down on the table that said AT&T stocks fall to $32 a share, like the lowest they'd ever been. He said, we're not in the mood to negotiate. And we said, all right, we'll find the money. So
that was a heart-stopping moment.
It was a heart-stopping moment. So.
Okay, well, I'm going to toss it back down to Hello Central in Studio Zeno.
Thank you, Rich, and thank you, William. And one quick by note to that story was I can remember sneaking downstairs when we first had the station and came down, and I just had to see what was down here, and it was just a bunch of wires. And so I'm just so glad that everything evolved into where we are today. And since John is here now.
Have you been drinking during the break?
I did, just a couple, just a small couple.
Okay, just curious. And, well, it was great to hear all the people upstairs. There is a huge party going on here.
Upstairs, downstairs, all around.
But we need you to come down here at the old same place under the bridge.
Same old place?
Yeah. And we're doing Hello Central. We're talking about the generations. We're playing Battleship, and we have Quack here.
Quack is here.
Quack is here from, and Quack, are you from Sitka?
No, I'm from Boston.
Oh, that's too bad. Isn't that sad?
Boston, Massachusetts. And you are, were you born, which generation do you affiliate with?
Well, I don't know.
So were you born in the pretty good generation from 1945 to 1939?
Well, that's kind of backwards, but no.
No. Generation, were you in the boomers from 40 to 60?
Nope.
60 to 80, the XYs?
Nope.
Wow. You're not a munchkin, are you?
Well, I was born in 2001.
2001?
Yep.
You are a post-millennial. Were you here when Irene, did you meet Irene Rabbits?
Nope.
She's a millennial. And millennial people are known as being totally positive, no limits, can do anything. Whether they can or not, they believe they can do anything. Post-millennial, I'm not really sure. What do post-millennial people, how do you think of yourself?
I think I'm pretty quacky.
Okay. Henceforth, the name Quack.
The Quack.
The yeah. Quack.
The quacky generation.
Yes.
After the millennium.
After the millennium, they became quacks.
Yeah.
Before the millennium, or however you say it, they were wacky. I'm quacky.
Oh, a quacky. Quacky. Absolutely. So you live in Boston.
Yep.
Do they really have swans in the river there?
Yep, they do.
Really?
Do they really have accents? Swan boats.
They have boats and they have swans? Like that book?
You mean Trumpet of the Swan?
No, is that it? Oh, no, Make Way for Ducklings is what I'm talking
about. Oh, Make Way for Ducklings. I love that book.
Who doesn't?
See, I love it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Everybody loves Make Way for Ducklings. That's Boston. That's ducks, right?
Could we?
Yep, so is Trumpet of the Swan.
See? Trumpet and the Swan?
Trumpet of the Swan.
Trumpet of the Swan.
By E.B. White.
Wow.
Could we give her an easy test?
Yes.
Quack, could you say, Park the Car and Have a Yard?
Oh, no. There goes the Boston accent joke again.
Oh. She's too hip for that.
I know.
The quacks.
Yeah, the quack generation.
The quack generation are too hip. They're on top of that situation. They're also post-accent. Yeah.
What about quarter? What quarter is it?
How do I say water?
No,
I say
quarter.
Water.
No, quarter.
Water is a weird way to say water.
If you have 25 cents, you have a
quarter.
Wow. She's not from Boston.
Of course I'm not. I'm originally from the UK, United Kingdom.
I knew this. She had no boss.
She was no boss. She was not really boss. You're originally from the UK?
Well.
Have you seen the Queen?
Across the pond.
No, of course I haven't seen the Queen.
Have you seen one of the Beatles?
The Beatles? No way.
Have you ever eaten
chips?
Chips? Do you put mayonnaise on your chips?
French fries?
No, she's not from England either.
She's not from England either. Where is she from?
Quack.
Well, I love ketchup with French fries.
Definitely not English.
No. Do you like mustard? Because I really don't.
How about
vinegar? You don't like mustard?
No, not
any kind. Vinegar? Vinegar?
Vinegar?
Yes.
You mean like fish and chips and vinegar?
Yes.
Don't like that, no.
She's not from the UK.
I'm from everywhere.
Now we're getting down to it.
I think that's the generation quack.
It's from everywhere.
A generation quack is from everywhere.
That's what we've found out.
I'm the quickest quack around.
Quack is so good. I want you to
play. She needs to pick a number.
You need to pick a coordinate for Battleship. We haven't sunk any ships yet. Let me tell you that there have been hits on A5. There have been hits on E1, E2, and all the rest have been misses. So, you just pick one.
So, can I go with anyone, even ones you've just repeated?
That wouldn't be a hit.
Okay, let's see.
You're looking to get a hit. Let me just tell you that E1 and 2 have been hits. Big hint here. Big hint.
Remind me. What ones can I try and hit?
E1, 2. So, E1, 2, what comes after 2?
E3.
Oh!
Very good. That's the quack generation right on top of it.
That's a hit.
Woohoo! Finally!
Quack! I want you to go to see the table. I'm asking you to do me a favor and ask Gail to come in here. The table, the biggest table with the oldest people out there. Okay, yeah. They're here for a high school reunion.
Okay, let me just pop Gail over the window and see what else.
Right out here, you see, yep. And she's sitting on the end. Gail Johnstone, get her in here.
I think she's looking.
Come on in, Gail. Actually, can they hear us?
In. Yes. And now she's coming in. This is unbelievable.
They can hear us out there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's making me feel a little self-conscious now.
We don't go well with food. That's what I noticed.
We don't go well with food or beer.
Enteritis.
Hold on, Gail, I'm going to fix up your microphone.
Gail, yep, right over there, please.
Gail.
State your name.
Hi there.
Hi. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks.
Now, Gail, which generation do you affiliate with?
Well, I'd have to say I'm pre-boomer.
So you're in the pretty good generation. You're not the greatest generation.
Well, I think I'm pretty...
You're pretty great.
Pretty great.
So if you were in the World War II generation, but I was told that the generation of people born between... right after the war, we're the pretty good generation, or the sandwich generation.
Well, you know, I always think I'm perfect, but I had a shirt that said, maybe I'm not perfect, but I'm good. So I think, I think good enough.
And Gail, where are you from now?
I live now in Sebastopol, California, which is exactly the same size as Sitka, Alaska.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Sebastopol, California.
That's
8,900
right.
8,900 people.
It actually has about 7,800 people.
Stop it! But it's smaller geographically.
Yeah, except I can get on in my car and go more than 16 miles.
Yes, but you used to live in Sitka.
I used to live in Sitka,
and you, in fact, are a graduate of
the class of 1962.
Woo-hoo!
Wow. And she's
woo-hoo!
Proud of it.
Go Wolves!
Go Wolves! Yeah!
Woo!
The Wolves! So in 62, what were the big sports?
Basketball.
Yeah.
Basketball.
Okay.
And basketball.
Basketball.
So I think it was basketball.
It might have been basketball.
Hey, drill team was in there.
Drill team?
Yeah.
Did you play basketball?
No, only boys played basketball then. It was
That's
before Title IX.
That's right.
Or 10 or whatever.
Or what
it
if
is.
Title IX? I think you're right. And yep. So did how did girls spend their time in 19 in
Well,
the class
pep
of
club, mm-hmm. drill team, chasing boys.
Yes.
Chasing
always a good
boys.
Thing. Always.
Another high five.
I always wanted to be chased.
And you never were chased.
And I never
just
was.
Stand still.
That's right.
Class of 62 will take off. So you were chasing boys. Did you ever catch any boys?
Well, one or two.
Nice.
The slow ones.
Where are they now?
Well, John Selke is in Edmonds, Washington.
Living with the world of regret for not having married you.
Actually, he's on the board of NPR in Edmonds, Washington.
Stop Whoa. It.
Yeah.
So that means he's not living in a world of regret for not having
no,
married you?
No, no.
Oh, okay.
And
so,
T. Cole is in Hawaii.
T. Cole? You dated T. Cole?
Oh, I did date T. Cole.
Nice. Okay, I just want to, for those of you who might not remember, T. Cole was the city attorney.
He was.
That's right.
He was the city attorney. And he was quite a character in town. He was a great man. What kind of kisser was he?
Yeah.
Ooh, well, I'm not going to give away all the secrets.
Was it kind of wet and nasty?
I'm not going to give away
all the secrets. You're not going to hear about what kind of kisser T. Cole was?
No.
Darn.
Did he ever bring flowers?
Yeah, when we went to dances.
Did he ever do the old, did you ever go to the movies with him?
I don't remember. We went to the teenage club. There was always a teenage club on Friday and Saturday night, and we went and we danced.
Was wholesome fun at the teenage club?
Yeah.
Wow.
Was he known as roaming hands and Russian fingers? That's what I'm curious.
Oh, she can't. She didn't hear you.
That's probably just as well.
So you are, and are how many of the class of 62 made it back to Sitka AK?
I don't know.
So we want to hear from the class of 62.
Yeah. We do. As a matter of fact, I have a few people I'd like to name that I hope are going to show up for the breakfast on Tuesday the 3rd at the Dock Shack at 8 a.m.
Let's hear.
Okay, I'd like to see Dolores Dick Hansen.
Yes, who wouldn't?
Yep. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
I'd like to see Joanna Houston Iverson.
Okay, Joanna, you're within the sound of our voice, you need to go to the Dock Shack at what time?
8 a.m.
That's a little early, don't you think?
Hey, you know, we're going to do something all day long after breakfast.
Wow.
Well, I'd never be up that early
anyway.
That's right. Yeah. What a group.
Yeah, okay, so who else?
Linda Fredrickson Lee.
She's here. She's teaching kindergarten.
I know. Yeah. I wish she'd come.
Wow, she's a class of 62?
She's class of 62.
She's standoffish. She's a little standoffish.
Wow.
Marsha Paxton Meekum.
Marsha Paxton related to Gary Paxton?
Younger sister.
Stop it.
Yeah.
I would like to hear some secrets about Gary Paxton.
Yeah, I wonder if he had the...
Well, she wouldn't know what kind of kisser he was.
No, but he could have had the Russian fingers.
We could get a name of one of his former girlfriends.
You
That's right.
Could.
Wow.
Okay, who else needs to show?
Well, John Stein is definitely showing up.
Stein is a 62?
Yeah.
Class of 62?
Yeah, we went to the senior prom together.
Wait, you got around.
Yeah.
You got around.
Well, you know, a girl has to sample the wares.
That's right. True. She chased John Stein down.
Okay.
Whoa.
This is it. What kind of kisser was John Stein?
I'm not telling you guys that stuff. You know, I'm not a kiss and tell girl.
Come on. What? Okay.
Just a little something.
Just give us a little hint about John Stein.
John Stein is a gentleman.
That's what I heard.
Did your parents approve of you going out with John Stein?
They did.
Oh, boy.
As a matter of fact, I was telling my friends, I'm in town with friends, and I told them, I just said, you know, my parents wouldn't let me go out with Coasties. And they said, why couldn't you go out with Coasties? You know, serving in America. Good guys.
Yeah, they're good, wholesome kids.
Yeah. Well, I said, you know, there wasn't any parents around for the Coasties to hold them accountable.
Oh.
So,
those Coasties.
You know, I couldn't date those good guys.
Yeah, that was back then. Now I would let Quack eat
even
a
Quack
Coastie.
Remember that, Quack.
And Quack has the door prize.
Okay. So what other news do you have for the class of 62?
Well, we're going to march in the 4th of July parade, and we're hoping that every Sitka High grad would join us marching so that it's a Sitka High contingent in the parade. And, you know, it's kind of like 50 years and more or less.
Right.
So... anybody who's a Sitka High grad is invited to join us in the parade.
Okay, where do they need to meet you?
Wherever the parade is starting. And I know last year it started out at an SJ.
SJ.
Yeah.
Okay. So meet at SJ about
what time?
I think it's one o'clock.
So just go down there. Okay.
Yeah.
Gail, I will promote the heck out of this.
Okay, I have one other thing.
Okay.
And that is that the class of 62 and... 5 years either side are meeting out at the Halibut Point rec area after the picnic for a potluck picnic.
Wait a minute. You're having two picnics in a row?
We're going to have a breakfast on Tuesday morning.
Okay.
We're going to march in the parade.
Check.
And then we're going to HPR for a picnic after the parade.
After the parade.
It's
you said
potluck.
Picnic after the parade.
Yeah, potluck picnic.
Check. All right. I will promote. We will not... take another breath until you get everybody there, but you have to tell us, did John Stein give you a smooch when he dropped you off from the prom?
Of course.
John
Stein.
Nice. Smooth operator.
Sorry, John.
Smooth operator. Thank you so much. And now we have to...
we have to do a station
Gail,
ID
I think
first.
You would need to choose the next... We have a station ID.
Okay, don't we?
Okay, thanks a bunch.
Thank you, Gail.
See you guys.
Oh, you're doing the
Go
station
Wolves.
ID.
Go Wolves.
Go Wolves. We have a special guest to do the station.
You're
it brings me humongous pleasure to tell you that you're listening to KCAW in Sitka.
99835.
Raven.
And we have
Radio.
Quack here to pick the next door prize.
All right, Quack.
Step
bring
up,
it up,
please.
Bring
Quack
it up.
If Larry Edwards wins again, I know this whole thing's rigged.
And the winner is, I'm pretty sure it says, Sandy Paulson.
Excellent.
And while I have the microphone and people are giving shout-outs, David Kitka, come on over.
Come on over, David.
I need to see you, David.
Everybody needs to come down.
We have a phone caller.
Wow, no kidding. Who's this?
Been on hold forever.
Hey, hallelujah.
Reverend John Young Moon. Oh, unbelievable.
From the Raven Radio Revival, put your hands on the radio.
Just a minute, Reverend. I got my hand on the radio. I'm feeling it.
It's
for this anniversary, and this anniversary only, you can buy a bar of Wash Your Sins Away in the Tithe Soap.
The
for
Reverend
$3.99, a $5 value. Say hallelujah.
Say hallelujah.
And furthermore, the Reverend Don Young Moon is going to put a $50 bill in one of those packages of soap. So if you send your money to the Reverend Don Young Moon right now, $3.99, you will get down on your knees and pray for special blessing. Put your hands on the radio.
And
when your soap comes and you open it up, and if you have that $50 bill, then you are saved.
Saved from what?
Saved from poverty. You got $50. I mean, what else could you want? Say hallelujah.
Say hallelujah.
And if you do not get the $50, then you can use that soap and clean your body while you cleanse your soul, wash those sins right down the shower drains. Say hallelujah.
Say hallelujah.
$3.99 right now during the Raven Radio anniversary.
Wow.
Do it while it's pretty. Do it while it lasts.
You've got everything happening right now, Reverend. How have you been keeping? Where have you been?
I've been in Sitka, Alaska. Well, I've been on cyberspace mostly. Say hallelujah.
Say hallelujah.
I've been in the internet. And the internet is fertile ground for the Reverend Dr. Don Young Moon and the Raven Radio Revival.
Wow.
I mean, we have Facebook. We have Twitter. MySpace didn't go so well.
I heard your site crashed, Reverend. Is that true?
Well, yeah, so many people wanted to get on the site. So many people were trying to buy that soap for $5. Now, can you imagine you can buy it for $3.99? And you have a chance of getting a $50 bill.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah. By the way,
yes.
Put your hands on the radio.
If you've got
a cake of soap in the pocket, right. You know, soap, good insulator, lightning will not harm you. But if you don't have a cake of soap in the pocket, and you put your hands on the radio, well, you just have that thing.
You've got to believe you're going to be saved, then.
You've got to believe you're not going to get struck by lightning.
That's
say hallelujah.
Right. Hallelujah. Then lightning never strikes twice, is what I heard.
And put your hands on the keyboard, too.
Hands are, if you're
and
on I Facebook.
Did. DonYoungMoon.com.
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 Don, well, Reverend, it is great to hear from you, and you should come on down to the party. There are a lot of souls who need saving.
I haven't been seen in public in about 15 years. I do all my work online or on the phone. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I mean, I can't come in to see in public. That doesn't work.
Well, there are a lot of souls here that need saving.
Yeah.
Don't just sell them soap, that's all. Sell them soap.
Sell them the soap.
The church is done is what they call me.
Well, it is good to hear from you, and we are going to play a little bit of music here, Reverend, but feel free to call in.
Amen. Take your hands off the radio.
Hands are off the radio. Thank
and
you.
Now you're listening to the 30th anniversary of
Hello Central.
And the Raven Radio birthday party. We have some special music here. Don't we have some music from Irene Rabbit? Let's hear a little.
Let her rip.